Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Monday, March 27th, 2023. If you can, please support this channel by buying me a cup of coffee or by visiting my affiliate links. Your help is greatly appreciated and helps me to continue to provide content. Walmart, the largest employer in the United States, who operates approximately 5,000 locations across the country, has announced that it has notified hundreds of workers in various e-commerce fulfillment centers across the United States that they have been laid off and have 90 days remaining in their employment. In a statement, Walmart announced, "We recently adjusted staffing levels at our fulfillment centers in select markets to better prepare for the future needs of our customers." Either way, Walmart likes to word it. The fact is, people were laid off. This announcement affected hundreds of workers at facilities in New Jersey, Texas, Florida, Pennsylvania, and California. Walmart stated that this decision was not made lightly, and we're working closely with affected associates to help them understand what career options may be available at other Walmart locations. This new announcement comes on the heels of a recent announcement where Walmart announced the closing of 15 retail locations across the country this year, citing poor financial performance at each. Walmart management did indicate that the cuts were made due to the elimination of shifts during the evening and weekends, and that the company would try to relocate as many of the workers as possible in-house. According to the New York Post, another reason for the layoffs has been advancements in automation, and the company has increased investments in automation as part of the $15 billion capital expenditure budget. Doug McMillon, Walmart CEO, said that he was most excited about automation opportunities we have during a February post-earnings call earlier this year. The decision from Walmart comes as the economic conditions in the United States continues to show signs of cracking following the collapse of two major financial institutions. The collapse of these banks was due in part to the financial institution's lack of accounting for risk in the current high interest rate environment. The recent Fed interest rate hikes have caused record high inflation, which has affected the everyday person's budget, and as a result, Walmart's profit margins, along with the rest of the retail industry, suffering as well. In February, Walmart said it expects same-store sales growth at its U.S. locations of just 2% to 2.5% in fiscal year 2024, which is down 6.6% the previous year. This clearly indicates that Walmart understands the headwinds facing the United States economy. So while Biden and the White House continue to tell Americans that the economy is fine, retailers across the country are preparing for the tough road ahead financially. This is not financial advice, but it may make sense to get some extra food, some water, get some cash for emergencies in case the banks continue to have runs, and if possible, get out of debt. Get yourself ready and your family. Again, this is not financial advice, but if you can, get some gold or silver to hedge against the incoming crash. These commodities cannot be suppressed forever. There are many places to buy them, SD Bullion, Money Metals, JM Bullion, or just a few reputable organizations to purchase from. But whoever you choose, just do something. The point is to prepare for the eventuality of a massive financial crisis. Thank you for listening, and until next time, this is the Rudick Report.